All righty, baby. We back. You know what time it is, dude. Episode 107. Shout out Dash Radio. It's the boys over man to man. Appreciate you guys rocking with us. Lifestyle Edition. Co-host Andy Lim. What's good, dude?
Doing well, man. Doing well. Good interview for you guys. Another young, a little younger than I realized, I guess, musician. Found out halfway through the interview here. It was his birthday. That was like, I would be like, that's the first thing I would mention if I was like coming on. Hey, guys. Maybe not run it as long. It's my birthday. I'm trying to get out of here. Got to go hang out with the sister. He just casually brings it up. Like, it's my birthday. Like,
yeah, we got it. I mean, that's a great interview, guys. We're bringing on Arden Jones. This kid hits some serious numbers. We're talking about the number game. 21-year-old, happy birthday. Kid hit, 14 million streams on Spotify Rap 2021. He's got bangers out. He's got songs that have 12, 13 million alone in itself. I think you guys are going to really appreciate it. It's a West Coast dude. We're talking to the West Coast musicians, man. We ask them what's the best party they've been to. Talking about somewhere in Mexico. I ain't never heard of it, man. Never been outside the country. So I know you guys kind of called me out on that one, but anything else or should we just go into it?
We can get right into it as these dogs.
That's the dog. The dog is saying, let's get into it. So, all right. Please enjoy our interview with an up and coming artist that's just going to be making it throughout the next 80 million years, Arden Jones. All right, once again, you're tuned in to the boys over at Man to Man on Dash Radio. We're excited to be sitting down and chatting with singer-songwriter based out of Los Angeles who recently hit close to 14 million total streams on Spotify in 2021 and averages about 755,000 monthly listeners. Please welcome in our guy, Arden Jones. Arden, what's up, dude? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be here.
Absolutely, man. You're on the West Coast. How's the weather treating you? Before we talked, you said it was cold out there. It's like 60 degrees. We're in Nashville. It's like 20 degrees. What's going on, dude?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold for LA for sure. It's kind of always nice out here, but you know, I grew up in California. I'm a California boy. So, you know, 60 degrees and under is chilly.
I'd love to have that problem, man. What? All right.
Different type of weather out there for sure.
Different type of weather with the palm trees. It's got to be beautiful, man. Well, all right, Arden, let's get into it, dude. You look beautiful. Let's talk about it. You got a lot of things going on right now, and you have this project that's going on all year. You're dropping a 3-song EP every Thursday at the beginning of each month. You've already dropped one. I'm sorry. I don't know about anybody else. It's an absolute banger. So what's going on here? Tell us about this process and why you decided to do it, man.
Yeah, I mean, last year I dropped 7 songs, and that just, it was not enough for me, you know. This year I was like, listen, I've been working for a year on music. I've been in the studio every day. I got to get this music out somehow, or it's just going to be sitting on my hard drive. So that was kind of the whole plan around it. I was like seeing a ton of artists, you know, being very vague about when they were dropping their music and fans want to know when it's coming out. And I was like, let's just give them the whole plan so they know exactly when it's going to come. And then they just have to trust me that they're all going to be bangers.
We trust in you already after the first one, dude. What's the difference between dropping it, or is there some strategy dropping it on a Thursday? Because we've talked to musicians that are all about the new music Friday, right? Is there any strategy behind a Thursday?
Yeah. Well, technically, if something comes out on Friday in California, it'll be 9 p.m. Thursday. So gotcha. Everything that drops is on the East Coast midnight on Friday. So technically,
you're still looking for your music to be on that new music Friday, just exactly, for fans to listen to on Friday. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's a little confusing. Well, Thursdays, first Thursday of the month, that'll be a little bit of a holiday for Arden Jones fans, you know.
I love it, man. Correct me if my math is totally wrong. I didn't pass a lot of math classes in college, but 35 songs total throughout the year. How do you have these songs prepared already? You know, you got a file of all these songs. What's the process of making these songs? How fast does it take? Things like that.
Yeah. Close. It's 33 songs just because we started in February. And we're doing 3 songs a month. I've been working on projects for a long time, kind of under wraps, you know, and just not posting about them. And I think I work quickly in terms of writing music, you know, but that's just because I kind of stay in the studio till I finish the song most of the time. Right. And you know, if that's 5 or 6 hours, then I got a song done that day, which is nice, you know. But then I'll go back and make little finishes and touch ups and stuff. And so the music I'm dropping this year, I've kind of been, you know, I'll write a song and be like, hey, that fits well with this one, or that fits well with this one, or this is going to be killer. I got one song done for tape 4 and now I'm going to like lock in those second two. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then boom, they'll all be kind of following a bit of a theme. So then, you know, they tie in well together.
What about the I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't. You didn't. That's all I was saying.
What about the recording off an iPhone? Is that what you did with the song Horror Story? I mean, that song's probably my favorite one on the EP. What's the difference behind? What's the strategy behind recording off an iPhone? Unique sound or what?
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. I got this mic right here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm recording on I'm recording on nice microphones too. But Horror Story and Parallel Parking, that was my first song I ever dropped. You know, that was all on voice memos, completely recorded through my iPhone, just because that's all I had at school. I think I would have recorded with a mic. And then I found this kind of, it's like a griminess that comes with the iPhone mic that I really like. And that's what it's like in Horror Story, you know, like, I don't want to sound crisp and clear and perfect on that song because it's just not the vibe of it. You know, I was out at just out at the beach with my family when I came up with that song, and I threw it right down into Logic, and then boom, it was done, like, so quick. You know what I mean? And sometimes they just got to not be touched anymore, because I could go in and re-record that whole song and I really don't think it would have the same feel, you know?
Right. So it's a banger, then.
I was going to ask you kind of really about at least your first EP here. Is there a kind of a idea of the name behind? It sounds like you're going to go with some type of tape 1, Age Tape 2. Is that kind of, what's the idea behind the name itself?
Yeah. So anybody who calls me Age, I know I've known for a long time, because that's my nickname since I was a kid. Okay. A-G-E. And that was my original artist name as well. So I was dropping music on Spotify with like 300 plays, 2019, 2020, and 2018, 2019. And so, yeah, it's kind of just an ode to that. And then, you know, anybody who knows me from home, they call me Age. So they're just Age Tapes, because this is, you know, I was trying to find a way to label them.
I think that's unique. You're still young. We've talked to young artists before. We've talked to old artists now too. Kind of your background of getting into music. What about your family? Were they musicians? Kind of just break down how you even got into music in the first place.
Yeah, totally. Music was always there, you know, whether it was like listening to it or my parents forcing me to take piano lessons. Like, my family definitely wanted me to play music just because they knew how amazing it was. You know, it wasn't like anybody in my family was a working or recording artist or anything like that. It was more just, yo, I think you'd have a lot of fun doing this, so you should pick up the guitar. And then just listening to music in the car, my parents really liked Conor Oberst, The Bright Eyes, the Avett Brothers, a lot of folk and classic rock as well, and things like that. And yeah, I think I really credit them for my music taste. And then also my own music is kind of just a combination of everything I like the most.
Well, let's talk about, okay, so we found out you're originally from San Francisco. How, now you're kind of in LA and getting that, how was that transition? What kind of just made you decide and basically said, deuces, I'm going to LA? What was that decision like, and why did you make that transition from San Francisco to LA?
Totally. So it actually had nothing to do with music. I got into film school. I went to Dodge Film School at Chapman, and I was going there for advertising and PR and ad. I was filming videos a little bit. I was filming like my own music videos and things like that. And then I was going to go into advertising, but really at school, I was just making music the whole time. And I think when you move to school, it's less like moving to the center of LA and like starting from scratch. You know what I mean? You're definitely protected when you're in a dorm and you got all this stuff planned out. But then when I made the call to call it quits, you know, that was like my manager and I were just like, all right, we're going to do this, right? And then, you know, I was gone. And then boom, I move an hour up north into LA. And then it's like, whoa. I'm 20 years old and an adult. So
you were making music obviously from a young age all the way up until college. How did you gain momentum in yourself? How did you gain potential and confidence in yourself and say, hey, screw school, dude. I mean, I'm in $40,000 deep of debt. You know, I feel you, but what gave you that confidence to do so?
Yeah. Well, I really didn't. I was almost like tentative to promote my music until college. In high school, I was still making it, but I wasn't like telling my friends about it or posting about it. And then December 2020, actually, my manager emailed me and he had heard a demo of mine. And at that time I really, probably less than 1,000 plays on every single song. And they were just sitting on Spotify. My manager, Mike, Kosak, who is just a legend, he emailed me and was like, yo, I'm not kidding you. I can get you this, this, and this this year, and we're going to do it, and it's going to work, and I'm going to put you to work this year, so you should probably drop out of school. And that was just an insane email to get. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Do not, like, it was really hard to believe, you know what I mean? And with my parents and everything.
Right.
But... And I didn't pull the trigger on school till Parallel Parking was probably at almost 1 million streams. So, and that happened in a month. So Parallel Parking was my first song dropped on Spotify under the name Arden Jones. And I was like, all right, let's see it. You know, this manager guy thinks he can help me out. And I think I got what it takes and we're ready to grind. And we did, you know, it was a lot of work and a lot of promo, and it connected with the people, you know, which I'm so grateful for.
I think that's really interesting because we were looking at it and Parallel Parking was kind of the first big song that you had pop off. You said a lot of promo. Did TikTok help with this? How did, what sort of strategies did you guys do in order for that song to kind of blow up?
Totally. A lot of posting about it and myself, you know, and kind of the story of, hey, just so you guys know, I'm dropping out of school and we don't know how it's going to go, but like I'm doing it because of this song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think people were excited about that. Luckily, people cared enough to help me out and support me. So that was really, really cool. And yeah, I mean, it's tough. There's just no right way to do social media. It's really hard. I think Spotify playlisting was super helpful. I got New Music Friday on Parallel Parking, which just was mind blowing because I was
nice.
I had zero monthly listeners, nothing. You know what I mean? So that's always just crazy. You know, I think Spotify they do a good job of listening to music, and if they feel like helping you out, they will. And that's really nice.
Yeah. I was going to ask you just about yourself a little bit more to, like, who are you outside of your music? Do you have any other like real interests besides music, or are you just always recording?
Yeah, for sure. I love to surf and skate, and I'm kind of just like normal, average skater, California. I don't know. I grew up doing like classic beach road trips and things like that. And then hanging out with my friends, like my best friend from high school goes to San Diego State, so I'm always down there. And yeah, camping, like.
I was going to say, because I was looking on Instagram a little bit, and I told Andy, I was like, hey, I think this dude kind of likes to be outdoors and travel a little bit. He's like, I could see that, but I kind of just wanted to hear from you if there was anything else. So that's cool to hear for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We don't really get to go to the beach or anything like that, man. Okay, yeah. Let us come visit you, dude. What's going on?
Come through to my one bedroom.
So I love it, man. And just so that our listeners got this timeline correct, and we do as well, you're saying that you didn't have a lot of listeners, and that was at I guess beginning of freshman year with Parallel Parking, mm-hmm. and then you see growth in Parallel Parking, and then you decide to take that leap of faith and like, I'm gonna just stick to music, and that's where that came. I think that's a pretty interesting story. Totally. And was that during COVID, like when COVID I guess first started, and did that work out? Were you getting out of school, and then COVID kind of happened after that, to where you were able to sit down and work extremely hard on your music and really nothing else?
Yeah, no, through quarantine was a lot of work on music, but this was before, you know, everything connected. Quarantine was helpful for sure. I probably did like 40 songs in quarantine. Wow. I was just grinding because music is what I do for fun anyways. So I think that's why my, you know, amount of songs is I'm just kind of always throwing down ideas, and 40 songs, whatever that means, whether it's ideas or skeletons of songs or fully done songs. I think quarantine was a time to focus on, you know, that. It was before numbers and things came. It was before people were really connecting with the music. But I was just kind of working on getting better at writing and consistency.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you, for like the listeners that maybe haven't heard your music before, where do you kind of find your inspiration almost? And then almost to the point of like, what kind of like classification of your music would you call it? Because it is very unique style that a lot of people haven't really heard before, really. So kind of touch on that.
That means a lot. Inspirations, obviously Mac Miller, GOAT, legend, Dominic Fike, GOAT. There's just so many people. Rex Orange County is amazing. You know, so many people who kind of paved the way for this pocket, you know, I guess you could say I'm in. But I think the biggest thing for me is, like I was saying, I'm a huge hip hop fan. So I feel like I've been talking to a lot of people about this. There's just a bridge, or there isn't a bridge between alternative and hip hop music. Totally. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I want to make music that my parents are going to rock with and my boys are going to rock with. And like, everybody's going to find something they can like, you know, maybe not every song, but I want to incorporate parts of that, you know, that folk music my parents showed me and all that type of stuff. I want to bring that in with this modern type of feel. You know what I mean? 808s and real like trap drums and stuff. Like people don't hear those on alternative songs. So
yeah, it's very interesting. What you got a very unique sound. And so when I first heard your song, I was like, it's like Foster's the People kind of vibe, but almost a little bit different. I don't know. I love, you know, that's love cool. Foster People, but let's all right. So let's get past all the past stuff. You're doing everything that's going on this year with the EPs. You know, you love traveling, you love skateboarding, you love living life, dude. But what about this tour that you got? You got a tour coming up, I believe, starting in April. Where are you going? What are you looking forward to the most? Is this your first tour? And take us through this process a little bit.
Yeah, me and Thomas Heaton, he's a British artist. He's so cool. Just I'm super happy to be supporting him and super lucky. But yeah, man, I'm doing the West Coast. Like, what? I have not even, yeah, it's like I just told you, I was in college a year ago. So I'm about to do Oregon, Seattle, LA, and San Francisco, which is like I'm playing music in all those cities in a week, which is absurd.
Have you ever really played live music? I'm sure you have, but like a tour? Have you gone on tour? Have you played a show?
Yeah, I played live music a bit, and then I did Unsilent Night in Dallas. So that was super fun. That was a festival. There's a lot of cool artists out there. Grandson, Sleeping with Sirens, a lot of people. Royal and the Serpent, who's incredible. That was super fun. And then I did a couple small shows in LA. So, you know, it's the only way to get good at performing live is doing it a bunch of times. And sure. I'm excited to do that, you know.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. What about you just talked about your boy at San Diego State. You know, what about fraternities and sororities? You ever thought about going to play there?
Yeah. I mean, I was in a fraternity for a year.
What'd you pledge, dude?
Phi Delta Theta.
Nice. Yeah, so isn't that Liam? Liam, did you do that?
No.
No.
You're Fiji. Fiji.
Yeah. Yeah, Fiji. No, gotcha. We had Fiji. Yeah, dude, it would be cool. I actually totally got to add this to the story. My college just asked me to come headline a festival for them. So
nice.
Full circle there, huh?
Make a little bit of that money back.
Yeah. You know? I like to ask all artists this because I think everybody is kind of unique in their answer. So I'm kind of curious about what you would say to this, but what do you think is the hardest part about making music? Is it the writing? Is it the, you know, the lyrical portion of it? Or is it more of just like what is coming next for me as an artist in terms of like how my song is portrayed by other people?
Totally. I think being authentic in your lyrics is the hardest part of music for sure. It's really easy to write lyrics, and I find myself doing this all the time. You know, lyrics that just rhyme or just fit, but don't add anything. And people have heard a million times. You know what I mean? Right. So coming up with like original lyrics, you have to get personal with yourself and you can't like hide behind it because people are going to be able to tell if you're not telling the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get a little vulnerable out there.
Yeah, you got to get vulnerable. Yeah. And like, I think I'm scared to do that. It's not easy to get vulnerable. So
what's your zodiac sign, dude?
Pisces.
Me too, man. We get emotional. When's your birthday, dog?
February 26th, today.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it.
We went the whole interview and we just didn't know it was your birthday. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday. I was laughing at my because my team was texting me and I was like, boom, birthday interview. I'm with it.
There you go.
All right, word. Yeah, happy birthday, man. Are you doing? I should have asked you this at the very beginning. What are you doing on your birthday? You doing anything fun, man?
Yeah, I'm kicking it with my friends and my sister. She's about to come pick me up, and she lives nearby, so that'll be fun.
Word. Happy birthday. All right, well, we won't take too much more of your time, man. No, we're no rocking stress.
I'm having a good time.
Okay, cool.
Don't worry.
Okay. How old are you, 21?
21 now. Yeah.
Have yourself a little Teddy Brewski tonight, dude.
Yeah, exactly. I don't drink, but.
Okay. Well, we know what else. Lame, you smoke lame, weed? Lame, or lame. You don't smoke pot, do you?
No. I'm on that Jack Harlow lifestyle right now. I'm trying to.
Okay. Trying
to be healthy.
Good for you, man. Likewise, man. Likewise. All right. Well, let's get into some fun stuff, man. We got Arden Jones rocking with the Man to Man Boys on Dash Radio. Arden, you're the man, dude. Appreciate you. But before we let you go, dude, we want to ask you, we do this thing called shooting the shit. Just ask, you know, quick rapid fire questions. Whatever comes to mind first, let us know. These are just personality questions. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess we got Zodiac sign out of the way. Best party you've been to?
Ooh. Man, probably in Puerto Vallarta, New Year's.
Wow, where is that at? Is that California?
In Mexico.
Yeah, see, I'm outside the country, man. I am not cultured, bro.
Yeah.
What do you do there, man?
It was a New Year's party where we were setting off like a ton of those glowing, like the big glowing lamps that float up into the sky. And gotcha. Yeah, it was okay. Fun. We just turned up and went crazy.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, maybe I'll have to go check it out because I'm not trying to get drafted here soon. Yeah. Most famous person you ever hung out with?
Whoa. I ran
or been in the room with.
I ran into Cole Bennett once at a club. He's in the hip hop world. He does like. He does every single music video you've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like he's just a legend. So that was crazy. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to think.
We can stick with that one.
That one's good. Yeah.
That one's fire. I know who that guy is.
Yeah.
Okay. Biggest influencer or celebrity to slide into the DMs, vice versa. Check mark time, dude.
Wow. Check mark time. I mean, Tanner Fox hit me up, which was crazy. Like I was watching Tanner growing up and watching him with the cars, and like he was like, yo, can I use your music? And I just sent him some files, and he like revealed his new GTR with one of my songs, you know. So that was kind of
mind-blowing.
Just like I was growing up DMing him about like, yo, I love your videos. I love your cars, like all that. And then for him to follow me and hit me up and be like, yo, you're next up. Your music's crazy. I was like,
wow, man,
bro. Wow.
Yeah. That's gotta be an insane feeling. Good for you, man. What is your morning and night routine?
Ooh, morning routine. I get up and I'll cruise down. I'm in Santa Monica right near the beach. So I cruise down to the cafe, place called Dogtown, and get like an acai bowl and a coffee, and then I'll usually go to the studio, like straight to the studio, and just be working till the evening, get off, come home, make dinner, kick it with the boys, play video games, play Xbox.
You taking the boys out for dinner at times, dude? I mean, I'd imagine you got some bread now.
Yeah, a little bit, bro. I'm taking them out. You know, they're in college, so I'll spot them here and there. You know,
there you go.
What goes around comes around. Yeah,
gotta take care of the boys out here.
I tell you, it's funny because Liam and I were in Santa Monica, I believe back in November, Liam, and what were we saying? Like everybody on that beach is just like a creative, we felt like we were in Grand Theft Auto. Like everyone was a creative character. It was the craziest thing. People were swinging, working out, I don't know, doing everything else. All right, we got a couple more for you. This isn't even on our doc, man, but how do you take care of your voice? How do you take care of your throat? I've been having some throat problems. I'd like to know.
Check me out.
for our YouTube, Arden Jones just got up and now he's back with
there
some
it is.
Yeah.
Throat comfort.
Throat comfort.
That's that throat comfort tea.
And I need that, dog. Yeah. My shit has been on crunch for the past like 5 months, dude.
Yeah, bro. Go get some of that. It'll change your life.
Is it fair to say that Arden's throat game is strong? Is that fair?
Yeah, in the least sus way possible. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I gotta try that shit out, man. It looks awesome. All right. Let's see. Two more for you, brother. Two more for you. Advice to other artists and maybe younger musicians trying to pursue their dreams.
Keep going, no matter what. Don't look at numbers. No, bro. I don't know how I did, but I kept going with no results for probably 4 or 5 years, you know, and I just would never, ever, ever expect this year to happen, you know, and like I believed it would, but thinking back now, it's just you have to believe because something random can happen at some, you know, time. So just keep going and stick with it because everything's additive. I think I got that right. Everything's additive and like it's not going to hurt you to create, you know what I mean? So keep going, keep it, working and try to improve.
Last question here. Who is that young brother, Arden Jones? Who are you, dude?
I'm a kid at heart and I want to share my music with the world and hopefully make some sort of an impact before I'm out of here.
Yeah. This is a man of many talents, bro. I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to your music. Be sure to go check out Arden Jones. You can find that in all your social media links at Arden Jones in the bio.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, like I said,
thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, dude. I think I found you on TikTok, man. It's funny. We always find people like this on TikTok. Keep going, dude. You have a great platform, great following. Your music is great. It's unique, dude. We love it. And yeah, this is fun, man. Thanks for coming on the show. We really appreciate it, dude.
Of course. I really appreciate it. And it was really fun. I had a great time.
Happy birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday, dude. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll catch you boys soon.
For sure.
Yeah, all right. We'll talk to you soon. All right, brother.
I just wanted to take a second to say I felt so lucky to wake up this morning.